This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Jenny hit Austin.
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
I just want to do things my own way, you know.
I lost my mind again, out where the river swells with rain. She kindly took me in, made me feel I was not the one to blame. As change was blowing in the trees.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting from beautiful Trinidad World Recording Studios in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, to all four corners of the globe, of this planet that we call our Earth. Happy 2015, everyone. Phil here. Back with you on the P2 Podcast, fresh in the new year. Could not wait to get on the air today and do a podcast, let you know about all the fun stuff going on in the band, in Phil World. God, I've had some great shows, Phil Pritchett and the full band shows, at the White Elephant, elsewhere. Great private parties we've gotten to do here in, through the Christmas season, December and January. We had a fantastic New Year's Eve show. At the Mansion Hotel where we play all the time. Just a great, fun time there. Man, we were looking great. We were Phil Pritchett and the full band, not our British selves. The British are coming, but, man, we wore our nice suits and, just played rock and roll all night, man. It was fantastic. We also had the first British Are Coming weekend, which is going to be a standard, for 2015. We're very excited about our British Are Coming band, which is the same makeup of the group. Me and Cody Frank on drums, Richard Marshall on keys, J.W. Marshall on bass, playing, donning the Brit clothing, sunglasses, British accents, and we've put together a pretty impressive and long list of British rock tunes, man, we're very proud of. So, but we do one of those British Are Coming shows a month at the Mansion. Now we're doing a weekend a month. Where we do a Friday night and Saturday night back-to-back every month. So, man, I'm telling you, if you're down there in Houston or Corpus or somewhere and you're looking for a little weekend trip somewhere, man, look ahead to that British Are Coming weekend and make arrangements to drop in and check that out and see Phil Pritchett and the full band as you have never seen them before. It's always a great, great time. So, man, things are going well. Playing music and having a ball with both bands, all bands I play in. Hope the new year finds you well as well, of course. How interesting. How ironic that I have had this note written on my desk for the last month or so and that I wanted to, you know, sound off on a few thoughts. And about instant replay in football. And, get off the music subject here for just a little bit, kind of the flavor of the season, football playoffs, etc. And I've had a note here. Instant replay has been, as anybody who knows me socially, I do watch a good bit of football. I'm a big sports fan. And a outspoken critic of the existence and the presence of instant replay in the game. I have been 100% against it forever. And I feel like every year my position just plays out more and more clearly, and that's what makes it all the more frustrating. But I understand that this is ponderous to a lot of people out there. Like, oh, come on, Phil, man, they get some of the calls right, and, you know, we gotta fix this and fix that, and we got rules to follow. I understand all that. But my overall position and continuing conclusion on this as the time rolls on is that instant replay, for me as a football viewer, instant replay is ruining football. Instant replay is ruining football. Oh, what are you talking about, Phil? Jeez. And let me say this first. This is the morning after the Cowboy game, the Dez Bryant catch on the Green Bay, in the Green Bay game. I am a Cowboy fan, so I'll put that out there. But this goes far beyond that. I want to touch on just kind of a more macro look at the existence of instant replay and why it's quote-unquote working and quote-unquote getting it right is a utopian impossibility that we're all fooling ourselves with that will just lead inevitably to more and more and more frustration and bureaucracy and unaccountability. You know, sports is a funny thing. It's entertainment. We watch it to be entertained. And it's existed that way back to the dawn of man. I don't know, since cavemen were kicking rocks or hitting things with sticks or whatever it might have been. The Native Americans playing lacrosse. I don't know. Sports has always been there. There has always been a need, of course, to have fair play, to have some semblance of, you know, teams following the rules, of course, right? We've always had refs. We've always had teams competing out there and rules. So football comes along, and hey, I would argue it was just fine for a long time, forever, while I was a kid. And guess what happened in the old days? There were some calls that didn't go your way and some calls that did. Sometimes they'd say, man, the guy caught the ball. And the replay would show, oh, he was kind of juggling or something. Well, the ref called it on the field. It was called a catch. Well, whatever. There was no instant replay. The game went on. The most you had was guys the next morning, you know, griping about, oh, that one call cost us the game and all this kind of stuff. It did happen. Well, what happened years and years ago? We were tired, right, of there being incorrect calls, right? The refs missed a call. It cost this team the game. We can't have that, man. We've got to, quote, we got to fix it. We got to make it fair for everyone. Attain equality for all. Cast this utopian umbrella where there's no mistakes. We'll have instant replay. Then we can just look at it again and we'll just get it right every, you know, and it'll be great. And there won't be any more missed calls. We'll put an end to any of this Monday morning fan griping about this or that by having instant replay. That was the whole reason for it, right? Was just to get more calls right, to end any discord between fans and officials and this kind of thing. So we have installed I don't know who it is. Who are these guys in New York? These people that watch the tape, and there is now some invisible bureaucracy. Yes, the refs on the field get to watch a play that is controversial. Now, early on, it was just kind of here and there. You know, the coach could challenge a play here and there, but then it starts expanding, doesn't it? It's a well, look, you know, we shouldn't have to spend a challenge in the last 2 minutes. Okay, if it's a close call in the last 2 minutes, we'll just automatically look at it. Okay, well, if it was a possession deal, like a turnover, you shouldn't have to waste a challenge on that, right? Okay, so that'll just be automatically reviewable if there's a turnover or something. What if it looks like it's a touchdown? I mean, do I have to throw a flag on that? You know what? Yeah, okay. We'll just let that. That will also be automatically reviewable. What you've had here is now a large part of the game is quote unquote automatically reviewable, and a lot of strategy has come into this. You know, a lot of things. You know, where you see the guy slide and catch the ball, Peyton Manning kind of run to the line. Others might be a challenge before the replay, so they try to get a playoff before someone can challenge it. Oh my God! And then you have teams challenge and lose a challenge, and they lose a timeout. In my view, I stand up when these things start to occur in a football game, And I just get exasperated. There's all this strategy now and all this emphasis on the referees, on the rules. Stupid strategies like throwing a red flag or saving a challenge or a timeout or, like in the playoff game yesterday, I can't remember the exact situation, but Jason Garrett had called a timeout. And then while it was a timeout, the ref said, oh, well, look at that last play. Oh, Jason Witten had a first down. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to move the ball back while we were at timeout. So Garrett's up there going, well, look, I want my timeout back. I thought we had a first down. It has just introduced more problems than it has solved. Without freaking question. I know a lot of y'all out there saying, oh, Phil, come on, man. I mean, it's worth having instant replay if it fixes a few calls here and there. They get most of them right. That line of thinking is absolute illogical garbage that I keep hearing. That kind of thinking is just, it's moronic because you are always going to have some things that are, you know, you're always going to have discord. It's sports. Some people aren't going to agree with the calls. So the way I look at it is this, and I want everyone to listen very closely. I know I'm talking fast. I'm throwing out a lot of information here. I'm going to try to sum it up a little bit better here in a minute. One thing is absolute in sports. It's not perfect. There's human error. And you're going to have some Monday mornings after football games, just like you did with the cavemen, just like you do right now in the heat of instant replay with HD video. You're going to have the exact same freaking thing occur every Monday morning. Some fans are going to be upset about some of the calls and think the refs missed that or screwed that up, whether it was with instant replay or not, whatever. It's just part of the game. It's part of the game. Now, you're going to have that situation regardless. Can we agree on that? I mean, we have more instant replay than ever. And man, the outcries on Monday morning have never been louder than they are now. There's never been more than I remember. I mean, I remember watching the Cowboys in the 70s or 80s. I can't think of a whole lot of games that were decided by the refs or, God, I missed this call. I mean, it was just, you kind of accepted that, hey, some calls are going to go your ways and sometimes they don't. And so with that approach, it tends to go away. There were some missed calls back in the day, of course, and stuff people still talk about. My point is instant replay has not gotten rid of that. In fact, I would say it has expanded upon it because we now have the technology and the utopian thought that this shouldn't be happening now. Now that we have perfected this instant replay system, and it's just utopian wishful thinking garbage. You have solved nothing. The example, the result is exactly the same. The difference is, unlike in the old days where the ref made the call and the game went on, that was it. You had games that lasted maybe 3 hours or maybe even less. You had football and that was it. And Monday morning, yes, you had a few people bitching about calls. Now, you got people bitching about calls Monday morning, but guess what? What do you have? In addition, what has been added is total hair pulling out timeouts, challenges, controversial, you know, he caught the ball in the process, didn't make it. It has to be clear evidence. All these ambiguous terms, again, that are just impossible to define the rules. Like, did he make a football move? Well, what is a football move? A football move is defined as a move common to the game. I mean, total subjectivity to whoever's watching it. Did the ground cause the fumble? Well, he hit the ball. It moved a little. You think it moved? It didn't move. It just kind of jiggled. Was a jiggle a move? I don't know. What do the rules say? Absolute BS nonsense. You're never going to get the subjectivity of And so you go back to the old game. You just make the call the best you can. Sure, you're going to see some replays where like, oh, man, the ball hit the ground. Oh, well. I mean, and you're going to be mad about it, but the game goes on. It goes on quickly, and everyone forgets about it, generally speaking. But now you have just as many controversies, but I would argue just the process of watching the game has become painful with the timeouts and the booth reviews. Well, we're inside 2 minutes, so they're going to look at this one again. Well, did he get over the lines? The knee down before the ball hits the goal line? Geez, I don't know. Remember, it's got to be conclusive evidence. It looks like, I don't know if it's conclusive. I mean, it's kind of conclusive that the ball, I'd pull my hair out and scream in agony. It makes me hate football. It makes it excruciating. And all this madness is part of a larger picture of human folly, that we can repair, that we can take human error out of things, that we can eliminate subjectivity, that we can make things fair and equal for all without controversy or anybody feeling slighted in any respect. Sound familiar? Let me make my friends, the guys in the band, everybody get exasperated with me for great reason. So I was like, oh, Phil, you make all these general analogies, all these loose comparisons to things, blanket statements. So that's kind of part of my thing if you listen to this podcast. Hopefully that's why you're listening, because that's pretty much what you're going to get, right? let me make a very loose connection here. Think about the United States, and I don't want to get political here, okay? But think about the USA. We had a tax system for a long time. I don't know how it quite worked, but you had people paid taxes. They mailed in gold coins or whatever they had way back in the old days that paid for some very basic services. You know, you had that protect. We got to protect the army and all this. Well, think about what did you have in the tax system back? Going all the way back, not even just the United States, just in human history. But let's just focus here on the United States since our founding. Moving up through into the 1800s, and you had humans working, and it was acknowledged that there needed to be some rules in effect. Look, we've got to collect some money from everybody to help pay for the government and the protection of the country. We got to pay our troops, and we got to build battleships and whatever. Everyone had some knowledge. Well, yeah, you know, you got to have some taxes, right? Well, what was going on back then? What was going on? You know what? Are you listening? Some people didn't really pay enough taxes. Some people paid too much. Some people didn't pay any. Some people fudged the numbers this way and that, and it was in. So this was all very disturbing. There were some. The United States was taking in a lot of money. The government got tons of money from people. But lo and behold, there were some difficulties out there. There were some people that had to be addressed, that had to be, I don't know what to say, hunted down, but had to be caught up with and say, hey, you owe this or that. So you've got these people in the United States not quite paying their fair share and problems with the tax system. It was very simple back then. There was no forms, no IRS. I don't know. You just sent in your money. So that's what it was. But there were difficulties, right? It's easy to see how that was so. So what do we decide to do? Well, we'll just have an agency. We'll just have this, the IRS. We'll form this government agency that their job is to collect the taxes, to eliminate these problems of this guy paid too much, this guy paid too little. We'll just take it over. And we'll make it work for everyone. We'll eliminate all this difficulty that we have. And that way we won't deal with all of these nasty little problems. So that's what we've been dealing with. I can already hear some of you starting to laugh, hopefully seeing where some of this is going. Where really what happened is the IRS, in an effort to make things simpler so that no one avoids taxes or pays too much or too little or all this other stuff, what's the end result now? Look at today. What's the problem? What's the problem? The IRS is the biggest, most massive, expensive, most powerful, most intrusive agency on the face of the earth, or at least in the United States. Agreed? That everyone hates and despises. Have they cured one of those ails they were brought in to cure? I thought their job was going to be to make it easier so everybody knows, oh, this is exactly what I have to pay. And, I'm not paying too much or too little. Man, it eliminates all this problems we used to have before the agency took over, before the bureaucracy took over, before we started writing law after law after bylaw after rule after sub-bylaw to make it easy and equal so no one feels slighted and all results are the same. That was the goal. I would put it to you, and I hope you see the ridiculousness of this statement. It has made paying your taxes now a impossibility beyond all comprehension to read the forms, to put in the right amount. They are a body that is difficult to deal with, the most difficult body to deal with anywhere. it is a cumbersome thing to file your taxes and fill out the forms. And guess what? Has it really reduced any sort of tax trickery on the part of the populace? In fact, it's probably exacerbated it. There are more people putting money in offshore accounts, dodging stuff, lobbyists trying to get tax loopholes in here so they don't have to. It had the existence of the IRS has spawned a subculture of people to challenge it and figure it out and advise it and circumvent it or whatever. The existence of that agency to make things clear and fair and easy has backfired probably to the point of a atomic explosion in bureaucracy. Well, don't you think that's probably true? And the end result is it really hasn't changed one thing. You still have the exact same problems today as you did back before the IRS even existed. Some people pay too much. Some people pay too little. Some people can't figure out the tax code, etc. It has not solved one thing. The result is exactly the same. The difference is this. The old school result, you had some differences with the taxes, but there wasn't a bureaucracy to deal with and you weren't spending trillions of dollars. Today, you have what? The exact same results, some people having difficulty with their taxes, paying and collecting and figuring it out, but you have a cost of money none of us can even comprehend. Trillions, bureaucracies, buildings by miles in Washington, D.C., and all over the country built housing people who work on this kind of thing. All in the interest of fairness, you see, and figuring everything out so we don't have any misunderstandings in the tax code. Absolute asinine logic. So to bring that somewhat full circle to football, we got tired of missed calls. Okay, so now we're going to solve the missed call thing by having instant replay. And what do you have? Back in the old days, Monday morning people pissed off about calls. Today, with HD and instant replay, Monday morning people pissed off about calls. But what has changed? Well, in the old days, you know, the game was 3 hours and you just kind of lived with it. You accepted that was going to happen. Now, we don't accept that. Why? Because we have these people looking after us. We have instant replay, HD. We have rule books and refs and challenge flags and all this stuff. This shouldn't happen, everyone says. We need to get this right. We need to change the rule. We need to do all this other stuff, you know, to keep this from happening. This shouldn't happen. And is the call to get less instant replay? Oh, no. The call is nothing but like, we need to also make pass interference a reviewable play. Why isn't that a reviewable play? There's no calls to just get rid of it and go back to enjoying the football game. There's just call upon call upon call I see in the media to expand it, to solve the problems that it itself, its institution, its mere existence is creating all by itself. It's just going to get, now we're going to, oh yeah, we need to review first down plays. Why are we just reviewing a scoring play? What if the guy, was going for a first down, but they didn't give him the first down? That should be automatically renewable. I don't want to have to throw a flag on that. It's just going to keep going and keep going and keep expanding. These things never shrink. The bureaucracy never goes away. It never gets smaller. So my friends, football is doomed in this respect. It is going to keep expanding. We're going to be reviewing every single play, every single call. And you know what? It's going to solve not one thing. We're still going to be here Monday morning arguing about calls just like we did in the old days. The difference is we'll have had to sit through 4.5-hour games and huddles and referees and endless reviews where nobody really knows the rules. Think of the IRS. It's just, well, we got all these laws written down. How come it's just not clear what everybody has to do? All anybody says about paying taxes is, man, it's incomprehensible. There's so many rules. There's so many laws. There's so many people you got to talk to. No one knows who the IRS is. No one knows who these guys in New York are watching the play. There's an unaccountable bureaucracy out there that nobody really knows. And that's it. It's not going to get any better. It's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And the problem is, and I hear some people say, but Phil, man, if it gets a few calls right, it's right, it's worth having it, right? And I would just say, no, it is not, because it ruins the integrity of the game. The pleasure and the fun of watching the game is ruined by all this, we're going to get it perfect stuff. Sure, there's calls where I'm like, oh, he was out of bounds, and the refs changes the call, and he was out of bounds. Well, he gets it right, sure. But man, that is not as important to me enough to have it all the time. I say throw it out, get rid of it before it's too late. And the thing is, too, this whole like, oh, if it works one or two times or most of the time, it's worth having. That's kind of the same logic as just like, well, man, we'll all just have a cavity search before we get on an airplane. It makes us safer for all. You kind of just have to think, look, man, as soon as we're going to let some bureaucratic, faceless, unaccountable agency control everything out there, man, it hurts the beauty or the liberty or whatever you want to call it of the purity of the game or something gets lost. A lot of the benefits of being an American citizen are challenged by the IRS. I mean, you see people every day leaving the country to go live in Singapore or something crazy because they just don't want to deal with it anymore. And they're rich enough to get out, I guess. I don't know. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons people, you know, the IRS is just, it hasn't solved one thing. It hasn't solved one thing to make the tax code easier and fairness for all. An instant replay has not done one thing. Now, sure, it gets a call right here or there, but it has ruined the game. You now have strategies in football that never existed before, losing timeouts for challenges, etc. It's garbage. It hadn't solved one thing. Get rid of it. And another thing is, I would eliminate just a lot of the rules in general. I think if you get rid of instant replay, you've got to go back to the old way where just a fumble is just a judgment call. You go back to judgment calls on the field, not unlike basketball. Guy drives the paint, you know, it's a foul. I don't know. You don't review that call. It's just, you know, the ref said he fouled him. And you look at the replay, and, oh, he got most of the ball. Okay, it's a subjective call. All that stuff is subjective. If a guy's running out and the guy gets slammed to the ground, the ball comes flying out, the other team gets it, and the ref says, oh, fumble, other team's ball. There's no instant replay. Can't go back. Oh, his knee was touching the top of the grass. The ball, it was jiggling, but it wasn't loose yet. There's none of that. All that goes away instantly. Instantly, it's gone. You just shrug and say, hey, the ref called it a fumble, so it's a fumble. That's it. Dez Bryant went up and caught the ball. The ref called it down at the one. It's a catch. I don't know. You defer everything to the officials on the field. No watching instant replay. You just call it like you see it. Like baseball, balls and strikes. Boy, wait till that comes in. You think it's ruined football. Wait till instant replay comes to baseball. Oh, we're going to review that last pitch. Okay, we're going to take a commercial timeout and take a look at that last pitch. Yeah, well, a strike is defined as the ball that comes upon the plate at a certain trajectory where any part of the plate beneath said ball to at least one quarter of the ball is deemed to have crossed the strike zone. Wait till we get into this crap. Do you think baseball takes forever now with guys stepping out of the batting box, messing with their hats and gloves? Wait till we start reviewing balls and strikes and... At first it'll be just put in very slightly, right? Only on a strike three call can you review it, okay? We don't want to mess with the game. It'll just be on strike three that you can review. And each manager gets two reviews a game. But if he loses the challenge, he loses a trip to the mound. It'll be some BS like that. Just some garbage. And some society, some bureaucracy will be formed somewhere we don't know by people we can't see. And they will have all their TV monitors going at all times. And you're going to be sitting there at these games and stuff just going, what is going on? What are they talking about? What's happening? They said he caught it. What? After further, he did not continue the catch. You know, the ball was deemed to have crossed the plate on the outside corner. Therefore, it is a strike. Okay. Oh, just forget it, man. Give up now if that's where sports is headed. We think we make all these advances with all this technology and HDTV and cameras everywhere. Oh, it just ruins the game. It makes it agonizing to watch. And it has not solved one problem it had set out to solve. In fact, it has created 10,000 more problems that didn't even exist before it, much like the IRS. It was just going to make the tax easier. Make the tax code a little easier and get rid of all the cheaters out there. And what has it done? It has given birth to billions of cheaters who now, because they can't comprehend it or whatever their reason, it has not solved that one bit and has given birth to a society, to an industry that costs untold trillions. And that's the result and has not fixed one thing. Same for instant replay. And wait till it gets to baseball and basketball. It's coming everywhere. And we're just going to have to sit here. And, you know, in basketball, how many times you just go, oh, that was a BS foul, man. When Kobe drove the lane, they called him for charging. Total subjective. We all accept that in basketball. But wait, man, you wait to the day where it's just like the man has to get position before it was deemed on further review the player's left foot was moving, therefore had not established a clear position before he was contacted by the member of the ball. Therefore, it is a foul. Dude, I'm just going to throw my TV out the window. That's it. Pritchett out. Happy New Year. Replay sucks. We'll see you next time on the podcast, folks. Give me a call. We'll play your private party. And if you want to talk about instant replay and how it's ruining sports, shoot me an email. Phil@philpritchett.com. I know I'm a Cowboy fan, but this goes so much deeper than that. I even feel sorry for, like, the Lions when everyone was yelling about that interference call and stuff. I don't know. They picked up the flag. I don't know. Of course, that wasn't an instant replay situation, so I just shrugged. Yeah, maybe the ref shouldn't have thrown the flag, or if he did, just make the call. I feel like that was kind of a different deal. There's a lot of talk about the Lions deal parallel, but instant replay, ruining sports, just pissing people off everywhere. A bureaucracy is growing. And it's going to come to every sport, and we're just going to have laws and laws and laws and laws that none of us can comprehend. We're going to think, you're going to sit there and say, man, I saw a guy make a three-pointer, but they reviewed it and said, no, his shoelace had grazed the line on further. Just, I don't know. Just remember, the ref on the floor raised his hand for a three-pointer. Just, you know, it's got to be inconclusive, total conclusive that his foot was not on the line. Is that conclusive? Well, it looks like his toe isn't touching the ground, but it's above the line. The line extends vertically. Just wait, man. You think it's bad now? This is the birth of the end of sports. The end of sports. I'll just watch golf where it's either in the hole or it's not. Happy New Year. We'll be back next week. Love you, fans. Thanks for listening to the P2 Podcast. There's a rant to start off your year. We'll see you soon. Much tougher.